meditation with a kitten on your chest. This is Dr. Herbert L. Barley, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with meditation. Did you ever meditate with a kitten on your chest? Well, we have a number of lovely kittens here at the campus right now, and they don't stay kittens forever, but they're kittens and we thoroughly enjoy them. And oftentimes I'll be sitting at my desk or sitting in the chair giving a talk or having a meditation quiet time for myself. And one or more of the kittens will climb on my chest and just sort of sit there and feel my vibrations, feel my peace, feel my relaxation, and they'll begin their purring. And as they sort of sit on my chest, even in an awkward position for them, they are very comfortable, and they're purring so gently and so perfectly. Their eyes are closed. Their tail no longer is waving around. They are just sitting there, comfortable as can be. Having a kitten on my chest when I meditate is sort of very relaxing. It's sort of like back to the womb, back to the natal situation, where you just feel all is right and all is in order and all is peace. And the purring is a steady, gentle rhythm that just sets your heart on fire in a very gentle way. Having a kitten on your chest while you meditate causes you to think different things than you would ordinarily think. Because there's that steady purring that's going on, and that purring is in itself a very quietive activity. It causes you to become so peaceful and so quiet, so relaxed, so in tune with everything. You know, we often have a kitten on our chest or on our shoulders or in our heart, and there's no kitten around. When we get into that state of being very peaceful, very relaxed, we get in that state of being so content with ourselves. It's like having a kitten on our chest. And we feel so at one with everything. We're not doing anything for the kitten. We're not keeping him there. We're not holding him there. We're not keeping him from going somewhere else. We're not making sure that he's there so that we'll feel his nice vibrations. We just know he's there. Now, we can have mentally a kitten on our chest anytime we want. And as we think kitten on our chest, our breathing becomes more relaxed, our attitude becomes more relaxed, the whole area of our world becomes more relaxed, and we feel very good about ourselves and everything else. It's a magic time, and the magic is not the real kitten, although the real kitten helps to stimulate the magic. It's our being at one with ourselves, our being at peace with ourselves, our being feeling that all is good and very good. As we do this, we put into motion some pretty exciting adventures for ourselves. And these pretty exciting adventures for ourselves are an indication of where we go in our thinking, where we go in our world, where we go as we have in our attitude, in our mind, all that is good and beautiful. What sort of things do you have going on in your heart? Do you have a kitten on your chest all the time? Are you at peace with your world all the time? Are you in love with yourself and your world all the time? If a bug or a kitten or a dog or another person were to come and be in your attention, and they would sort of want to have your awareness, they just sort of purr on your chest, would you be distracted by them? or would they lend themselves to the symphony of harmony that you are? Would they lend themselves by their purring, by their attention, by their caring, by their loving, by the energy that they exude? Would you call it a good energy? Would you call it a tension energy or a good energy? It's up to you. When your energy is so full of quality, when your energy is so much you, untouched by anything else in the world except your own attitude, then you are master. This can happen when we let go and listen within. Many people get uptight with the outer world. Most people get uptight with the outer world, and the outer world is a tough experience for them, and they don't know what to do. They don't know how to think. They don't know how to act. And because of this, they are not pleasant to be with. They allow every little breeze, every little attitude, every little comment, every little energy that comes from anywhere, take attention from them. Demand their attention. Demand their awareness. Demand an opinion from them. And as they do this, they are no longer at peace themselves. They are not the master of themselves. They are not fully in charge of who and what they are. And they can be so nicely if they wish. If they just wish to do that. We can do that all the time in our life. But when we do that, remember, you set aside all other things as you do that. You set aside all other demands on your attention. You set aside all other attitudes that might come into your world. Whenever you do that, you're the master. Whenever you do that, you are the one who has found the meditation closest to your heart. You are the one who has a kitten on your chest, and you are the one whose harmony with that purring is so beautiful and so significant, and yet it does not take you away from your meditation. It lulls you into the sense of your true inner introspective self. How great that is. Let this happen to you as it does to me every day of my life. And as you let this happen to you, you find that life is beautiful because I know how to listen within. Think to yourself, I like me. Think to yourself, I am peace. And know that I love you. I love you. I love you.